Welcome to your daily devotional for February 20th, The Mark of the Beast, Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, his number is 666. The mark of the beast is something that will occur according to God's timetable in the middle of the tribulation period yet future. Christians today need not fear taking the mark of the beast, nor can they properly identify the identity of the Antichrist because, before he is revealed, they will have been taken up to be with Jesus forevermore in what we know theologically as the rapture. Makes me wonder if I'm writing this more to a future generation than for the information of our own generation. The mark of the beast will be a visible mark on the right hand or foreheads. It will be required as economic necessity during an unprecedented time of economic persecution of Jews and Christians. Here is wisdom. The wise who are living in the 7-year future tribulation period will be able to identify the Antichrist by his association with the number 666. That number is associated with five things: the mark, the name of the beast, the number of his name, the number of the beast, and the number of man. Biblical numerology gives us further information. Within the context of Revelation 13, we have the unholy Trinity. Hence the repetition of the number 6 three times to get 666. Note also the creation of man on the sixth day. Note also that the number 7 is often the divine number in Scripture. The repetition to get 777 would be the divine Trinity. Interestingly, the Hebrew number of Jesus Christ is 749, which is 7, and then 7 times 7, which is 49. It is probable that the number of Antichrist's name will calculate to 666 in Hebrew, as this would do literal justice to the passage at hand. For all men of all time, the strongest application of 6 as short of 7 is within the context of man falling short of the divine standard and his inability to save himself through his own devised religion. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Humanism and the best efforts of men will never measure up to the perfect work of Almighty God. Let's admit that we all fall short daily and look to his standards. God in heaven has your number. But he has also given you his number to call in prayer. Do not delay to call upon him in any area of your life. Hard times are here and harder times are coming, but Jesus Christ is with you if you call upon him. Make your peace with God through him today.